back, bitches. Then the Dino and Bunker.
Can't get rid of us. Now,
I can't even keep it out, so I'm not even believable.
It's alright, I know how excited you really are. Because how could you not be?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm awesome and full of myself. Yeah. So.
And modest.
I am so modest.
Yeah, I am too. I'm actually the most modest person in the world.
Are you a modest mouse? I made it funny. Okay. Sorry, I'm all giggly now. All right.
So I guess this time it's my turn to ask the questions.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say you're gonna fuck me.
Well, we can do that in private later.
I just love that this is called the fuck. We're going to do the fuck.
Yeah.
We're gonna fuck around.
Okay.
Okay, please. Please let me. I gotta stop. Oh my god. Alright, deep breath.
Someone stop her.
Deep breath, Bondi.
Follow my lead.
Okay. Okay, just start because I'm.
Okay. So, first question. What objects have you used as a sex toy? This one's lady. Thank you, lady, for that.
Thank you, lady. Now, these are... Yeah, okay. I was about to say, these are all inanimate objects, but I was like, I've never used an animate object. I was very curious when I was like 13, 14. So I used a few things. I
go on.
Embarrassing. I used okay, the handle of my hairbrush. Mm-hmm. And I used that for like a long time.
I hope you used to clean it.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Now, oh, it's ever any kind of sex toy. Okay, so I stole my mom's back massager. And I used that as a vibrator for years. And it was like this big clunky thing too, like like you think the Hitachi is big. This thing had like it was like a square on a handle, and the square was like massive. It was like the size of like a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, imagine,
which I
like,
eat
a...
every day.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I was about to say. It's
never.
About, like, a 5 by 5 inch square, and I apologize, I don't know centimeters, because I'm American. No. So, however big this is, I don't know.
On my screen, it's, like, 2 centimeters, so it's...
Well, it was way bigger than that. It was more like... I don't even know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I used that for years. And one time... I cannot believe I'm even doing this. I may or may not have used a frozen hot dog.
Okay.
And then it started... It was really cold, and then it started to thaw, and I was worried that it was going to, like, break off and get stuck, so I stopped. And I was like, no, I have to go to the ER. Okay, now you have to answer, please.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking it was going to be boring because I couldn't remember, but I actually remember one time I was like 12, maybe. Okay, I'm pretty ashamed right now.
I said I fucked myself with a frozen hot dog.
Yeah,
you have to say
right,
it.
Right. I used a vacuum cleaner.
That's amazing. I have something to show you later. All I'm saying is for anybody that's seen Scary Movie, told you not to bother me when I'm cleaning my room.
That's where I got the idea.
Are you serious? Did it work?
Yeah. Oh, I think I lost you for a second.
Yeah, we lost each other for a second. Did it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
I'm going to keep asking, what'd you do when you finished?
Hmm?
What did you do when you finished? Did you just come into the vacuum cleaner? This is awesome. Oh, we're getting to know each other so well.
More than expected.
Is that all you've used? Have you ever used anything?
I can't remember anything else except actual toys.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, sorry, put the following ones in order of preference. So a lady, a banana, a cucumber, a toothbrush, a handle of hairbrush, this one's for you, a Sharpie.
Well, you can also answer this because this is also, and guys who like to do like things in the butt.
Yeah.
So if you'd like, you can answer this as well.
I know. But for now, it's your turn.
Okay, I'll say in order of preference. So I'll start with the least preferred. Toothbrush, Sharpie, handle of a hairbrush, banana, cucumber.
So, cucumber at first.
Cucumber would, I think, be my first choice. Because bananas have that, like, hard spot on the bottom, and that would, like, scrape. That would hurt.
Okay. Okay, so for me, I think I would go with the cucumber at last because I think it's too big for my bed. Maybe one day, but not now.
You gotta work up to that.
Yeah, come help me. And then I would go with toothbrush and Sharpie because I think it would be too tiny. It's tinier than my fingers. So. And handle of hairbrush, I guess. And banana at first.
So you would rather fuck yourself with a banana?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It looks like it's the most reasonable to me.
I don't know, I'm seeing some big bananas.
Yeah, not too big.
Okay, and then what about the melon and stuff?
I actually have no idea of how it would feel like.
A jar of peanut butter. That just sounds interesting.
That sounds interesting, but
the pie. I mean, the warm apple pie.
Yeah, obviously. But how could you come with peanut butter.
It's not. I mean, unless like a girl's licking it.
Oh yeah.
Which I would totally do because I fucking love peanut butter.
I'm definitely up for that. But it's not the point, I think. So I would go with peanut butter at last because it could be nice, but how could you come? Then the pie, because you destroy it too fast, I think. And the grapefruit. Why grapefruit? Come on, lady. Why grapefruit?
That would burn. Wouldn't that burn? All the citric acid? Oh. Oh, there's so many things that could go wrong. I'm worried for your penis, Denver.
Oh, thank you. I think it's time to ask you to come take care of it. But it's the first question, so we have time.
We have time. You have time to seduce me.
Then I would go with the... How do you pronounce that? Zucchini?
Zucchini. Zucchini.
Okay. Yeah, I would go for that because it should be like kind of a flashlight or something.
That's what I was thinking. That like I was like, wait, but that's phallic, and I was like, oh, but you use it like a sleeve or something.
Yeah. And then the melon, because I think it would be the handiest. Okay, so second question from Danish. The thing that killed your libido the fastest.
I had one of my ex-boyfriends burp into my mouth. We were like going pretty hot and heavy, and then he just like burped and into my mouth. And then
thanks.
And I was like, I can taste your dinner.
At least he didn't throw up.
Oh God! I almost did.
I guess so.
and then he just like couldn't stop burping. I was like, and we're dying. So I'd say that one kills it pretty quickly. Or I guess being interrupted too, having like my parents call.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you just gave me an idea. Because I was thinking about something else, because I couldn't figure something out. I was thinking about what killed my libido for the longest time. But yeah, the fastest, definitely. It seems my mom has kind of a superpower to call me on the phone when I'm jacking up. Yeah, that works pretty well.
She has a spidey sense.
Yeah.
You made her spidey sense tingle.
Must be that. But yeah, I still want to to tell what killed my libido for a long time. It was like 2 years ago, and one of my friend and I used to watch many, many documentaries about serial killers, and we did that for like 3 weeks. We both had girlfriends, and at some point we were like, dude, when was the last time you fucked? Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, at least we know you're probably not a serial killer then, because You're doing a great job of seducing me, Denver.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Talk
I'm
to me about your...
I'm a smooth motherfucker.
Okay.
Okay. Third question. History time. It's for you.
Oh, yay.
Choose three deceased people you would fuck. Why and how would you do it?
Three deceased people. King Henry VIII. Because... Oh, wait, no. No, he was actually pretty good to his mistresses. I wouldn't marry him, though. Yeah, no, he was pretty good to his mistresses. For the... I'm sorry, I'm thinking about it more and more. No, not Henry VIII. Francis Duke. I'd fuck him. He was a privateer. I'm gonna go with...
I'm trying to find something else.
Yeah, this is hard. There's so many good ones.
I just can't find
Marilyn Monroe.
I was thinking about it.
She was hot, but she was psycho. Poor thing. Hey. She had lots of problems.
Just about fucking. So.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And... Yeah, but you never stick your dick in crazy, so...
I never stick my dick in dead.
And, third person. I'm trying to cover, like, multiple nations, but I think, this is hard. I don't want there to be too much dead air with me thinking.
Too much dead people. Come on,
too
guys.
Too many dead people to think about.
Just stop dying. Makes it difficult.
Yeah. Just do me a favor and just stop dying. Yeah. shit. Aww. Let's just say Queen Elizabeth I again, because I do love her. So, her, Francis Drake, and Marilyn Monroe. And because they're all rock stars.
Okay, so I'm gonna reuse Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Can I reuse George Sand too? Just after a good spank, I can fuck her, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm sure she would appreciate that after a good spanking.
And a third one. Janis Joplin, just to hear her screaming. Because she had an amazing voice.
Obviously. Yes, she did. So, kudos. That was very nice. Very nice choice.
Okay, fourth question. Tell us your most uncomfortable, awkward sexual experience. I think my mom is getting involved in that one too.
She has a sixth sense. She doesn't want her
little boy
being naughty.
I have another one with some other people, so I can tell two stories.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay, my most awkward experience. The first time I ever had sex. was really awkward. He was really nervous, understandably, because it was his first time as well, and I had skipped school, or one of my classes. I skipped and went to his house, and his dad was upstairs, and we were in his room in the basement. And he had the TV on, and then...
That reminds me of another story. I have three stories. No.
Three stories?
No, I will go with two.
And then he, the movie My Girl came on TV, and he said, "I'm sorry, I can't watch this. It makes me cry." And then he stays like inside me and like reaches over and gets the remote and changes the channel and then keeps going. And I was like, okay. So that was really uncomfortable for me and awkward. And then my second one is I was in a serious relationship, and he opened up to me and told me that he wanted to try this fantasy where it was like a non-consensual play, and he wanted me to take advantage of him, and we would role play that he didn't want it. And I just could not do it.
Okay.
Cause I needed him to like give me that feedback. Like, he looked like he was just bored and didn't want to do it. And I know like we were like role playing. I just could not do it. I was like, "I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay. When you said non-consent, I was thinking about no. It was just bored.
No, he was just like, "Are you done yet? Can you stop?" Like, and I was like, "Yes, I'm going to stop."
Fuck yeah, that must be awful. Yeah, my turn then. So, one more story involving my mom with her sixth sense. Because that's how can I say that? The paroxysm of this kind of story. I was jacking off, and it was not a quickie. I mean, I've been seeing myself like for 1 hour or something, and right when I came, she called me from downstairs, ruined orgasm.
I'm so sorry. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. So the second one, I think I will lack a vocabulary for that one. I was living in a... how do you say that when you're a student? You live in...
Student housing or residence hall or dormitory.
Yeah, and so I had a flat, you know, something actually pretty nice. I lived there with my girlfriend, and the guys have the key to open your dorm, and when they ring and you don't answer, they come in anyway. So I think you have guessed.
No, go on.
It was the morning, and we started teasing each other, and we started fucking, and the guy rang. I was like, "Oh, fuck that." And they came in. "Yeah, hello?" "We rang." "Yeah, I was busy."
"I was a little preoccupied, sorry."
That's it. So, question 5. Favorite movie, TV series to receive or give head to?
Uh, Firefly.
I was expecting it.
Just because it would keep things interesting.
I don't care. I'm still free.
You can't take the sky from me.
Okay, so I would say anything not interesting or in language I can't understand. Because I'm just basically interested to anything that happens around me. And if something is interesting, I will have to watch it. So
I'm the same way. I
so
have
not Firefly to me.
Not Firefly.
Because
okay.
I would be like, no, let me watch.
You would turn away a blowjob to watch Firefly.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
come on, Firefly.
That's true. It's got your boy Nathan in it.
Yeah, Nathan and Joss.
Yeah, Joss. You know, I'm thinking about it more, and I have ADD. So if the show is in any way interesting to me, like Firefly, I don't think I could watch it. It would have to be... I'm thinking of something that wouldn't catch my attention, but I'm ADD, so like lots of things, like moving pictures, like catch my attention.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Trying to think of something I could tune out. C-SPAN is for you, Denver. Basically, the most boring thing on the planet, unless you were very interested in watching Congress work.
Okay.
So it's literally they film in Congress, and you watch them talk and have committee hearings, and like, it's just, I've tried watching it thinking, oh, I should be more educated, and I've watched it, and I'm like, the fuck is going on? So, C-SPAN, I could definitely give head or receive head while C-SPAN is on in the background.
Okay, I guess I could do that too. We have that kind of stuff on TV every week in France. National Assembly
mm-hmm.
on TV every Sunday, I think, right after religious stuff. Yeah, I think I okay, question 6. If you could modify any part of your body for a day, what would you do?
For a day?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have a penis.
Okay, so I would have a vagina. So, next question.
Hey, we can still do it.
I think the reason's obvious. Everyone's curious about that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm curious about what you don't have.
Okay, question 7. Zombie apocalypse. Humans are extinct. You are the last survivor. You were poisoned by some sex poet. And you're incredibly horny. What kind of animal would you fuck or get fucked by? Thank you, lady, for that one.
Oh, lady. Oh.
We love you so much.
Yes. You always come up with the most interesting questions that people don't want to answer. I don't think they want to discover that part of themselves.
And we both like, yep, let's answer that question.
Yeah, let's go. We're not chickening out. We're taking these head on. Head on, apply directly to forehead. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll explain that one to you later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an old infomercial.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of what would be the least bad, but also might. Dog. Let's just go with dog. Okay, your turn. German Shepherd. Okay, go. I haven't thought about this at all.
Maybe the zombie.
Oh, God. Necrophilia.
If you are really incredibly horny, maybe you don't choose, actually. You fuck just what comes. So, yeah, probably a dog or a cat.
Oh, not a cat! They're so little! At least they're like a sheep or something. Or a goat, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay!
If you were the emperor of an empire, what sexual laws would you ratify? Because, obviously, the first law you ratify has to be sexual.
Obviously. Anyone can love and marry whomever they want. So if you're gay, bi, straight, transgender, whatever, as long as it's two consenting adults, you can marry each other and be in love and be free to do that.
So smooth. Actually, I have no better idea, so I think I'm gonna steal that one from you.
You're not even gonna schedule like a monthly orgy or anything, like. Or all the girls, when they come of age, have to give you head or something. Or you have to look at all their boobs. Every woman has to go topless between the ages of 18 and 35.
What's the English term for that? That's just fun. I wouldn't do that anyway, and I wouldn't be an emperor or something. Anyway, we call that droit de cuissage, the right of the thigh or something. Do you know that?
Enlighten me.
It's like when people get married, the emperor has the right to be the first person to fuck.
Oh, yeah! I've heard of that. Would you do that?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't. I'm not like that anyway. I shouldn't act like that. Oh, I'm a bad person.
Finish. No, you're a good person.
Okay, question 9. Imagine you're a parent. How do you give your kid the talk?
Oh, God.
If this has happened to you, probably have it go.
It depends on the age of the child. I would start to teach them relatively early, at least the correct terms, penis, vagina, breast, that kind of thing. And I would teach them what they're for, and then, I guess, if they're young enough, explain it's like a special kind of hug between a mommy and daddy if they're too young. And then as they get older, I would fill in more details. And then, I guess, as they get older, I would tell them.
And kinky sex. Well.
That's a talk that their friends can give them, or they can find that out on the internet. I never had the talk with my parents. I just learned stuff from TV, the internet, and my older brother. That sounds really bad. I was curious, so I'd go and ask him a question. He'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever, and he'd tell me. and because my parents are pretty conservative, and so yeah. But once they get older, like around like 10, 11, I'd tell them probably 10 that masturbation is natural. And
oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and then as they got a bit older, maybe around like 12 or 13, I'd start to tell them about like STDs and pregnancy, so that, you know, when they do start having sex, they're prepared.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it'd be really awkward the first time. Yeah.
I don't know.
When a mommy and daddy love each other very much, they get naked and kiss and have a special hug and make a baby. That's basically it.
Yeah, I mean,
don't tell anyone else.
Yeah, so what you just described is actually pretty much how it happened with my parents. And I think it's the right way to do that. So I would do the same. Yeah, right terms. Well, because honesty is the key.
Open communication. So, yeah. Since I never had the talk with my parents, you said you had the talk with your parents. What was that like?
That was a long time ago, but I just told you it was pretty much what you described. And they told me all necessary, I'd say.
See, here in the United States, it's like, the talk is usually considered like a mortifying experience and super embarrassing, and a lot of parents are really awkward when they try to explain it to their kids.
Yeah, so I couldn't say about all French people. Basically, talking to people and make them comfortable and taking care of them is kind of their job, so they know how to talk to people, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Lucky. The closest thing I ever got to the sex talk was when my dad found my stash of sex toys and had my mom come talk to me to make sure I, quote-unquote, kept them clean so that I didn't, quote-unquote, catch anything.
That's important, too.
Yes, but it was mortifying, because my mom was like, okay, I'm done, bye. Like, everyone was embarrassed.
Okay, question 10. If you could fuck anyone, who would you want to fuck, and why? No porn star.
So James Dean is out. Oh my god, I thought I had thought of who I wanted. I had this in my head. Can it be fictional, or do they have to be real?
It's not precise.
Damn it, I had like a really good answer last time. But I'm gonna go with Marshall Erickson.
Okay. Why?
He's like, I've said this before, he's like the perfect kind of husband type figure, because he's funny and goofy. Okay, perfect for me, because he can be funny and goofy and silly, and he's very caring and loving and very devoted. So, yep.
I was about to say I would fuck you. That would be too easy. But you are too easy. No, the answer.
No,
I didn't say that. Okay. So let's go with fictional characters. And I would go with, surprise, Buffy Summers.
Can I fuck her too? She's athletic.
Yeah.
And flexible.
Just let's do that. A threesome.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, so why? Basically because what you said. She's hot, she's athletic. And yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Question 11. Ever had a fantasy that turned out to be a meh tastic? Meh.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had a... Yeah, I'd say the only thing, because I can't think of any fantasies I've had that just were most of the fantasies that I've had have turned out well, unless the other person wasn't into it. So the only thing I could think of is that one with the ex where I didn't like it. So
okay. Yeah, so for me, I would say 69. Because, maybe it depends on the person. My ex wasn't really good at giving and receiving at the same time. So,
it gets a little distracting, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just nice and it's doable.
Maybe some people aren't that coordinated.
Just for that reason I would say that, because yeah, it was a huge fantasy when I was a teenager, and when I tried it, it was okay, let's just not do that again.
Well, you just have to find someone to do it with.
Yeah. And with someone else. Why not? I would try.
There you go. Always gotta try something at least twice.
With different people.
Not necessarily with different people, but it couldn't hurt.
Oh, no. Okay, 13. Strangest situation to get aroused by. I have no answer to that.
I've got one. I was in a lecture for one of my classes back in school. And the teacher or professor was very intelligent. And he was talking about, I think this was like a history of conspiracy theories class. So it wasn't like anything really sexy. But I think he had an ability to kind of just blow your mind and make you think about things differently. And put things into a different context for you. So it was always fun to be in his classes. And my friend was in the class with me, and we used to call them intellectual orgasms, because you would get so stimulated intellectually that you were like exhausted afterwards. You're like, And after one class, I actually had to go back to my dorm room and get myself off because I was like insanely turned on by the class. And we weren't talking about anything sexy. It was just the fact that he was smart.
Yeah, so I had no answer. Good thing that you answered before me because you give me ideas. So yeah, that would be a teach too. So maybe some of you already know that I was an art student, and I had that teacher who was hot. And yeah, same thing as you, just because that might sound weird, but most of native French speakers don't really know how to correctly phrase in French, and she did, and she used technical terms on illustration.
That grammar.
Yeah, she had smooth voice. She knew how to phrase. She used technical terms on illustration and shivers.
Getting turned on again.
Yeah, that was nice. But I couldn't get up when I came home because I wasn't alone.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my no door thing.
Oh yeah, in your old place you don't have a door. Sucks.
It's still the same here, actually.
Need to get like a goddamn door.
I need to get my goddamn own space. That's it.
Do you hang a curtain? I mean, just put up like a piece of like plywood or something against the door.
Just no one can see me. Anyone could hear me. Anyway. And it doesn't prevent my mom from calling me when I come. So. Question 12. What is your favorite food to use during sex?
I've only used, I think I used it once and it just got messy. I would try to start using honey. I've heard that in another audio and that sounded awesome to have honey licked off of my pussy. I think also maybe a little bit of peanut butter I'd be okay with.
Okay.
Not at the same time though, because then I'd have to like drink milk and like my throat would get all.
Yeah, so. Once, I just used food once. It was wiped cream.
And whipped I take
whipped.
Okay. Whipped.
Wiped. Whipped. Okay,
whipped cream.
Yeah, on my dick. It was nice.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't have much more to say.
Would you use it again?
Yeah, why not? Like I said, it was nice. So. The motivation is here. Everything's alright. I skipped a question because the 13th is the strangest situation to get roast by. So last question.
Last question.
You are about to die and you have one last wish, but it has to be sexual.
Of
what
course.
What is it?
I'm about to die. Last wish has to be sexual. James Dean to go down on me.
Okay.
And I have to come.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. So, yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing, just a last blowjob.
One last blowjob. Who would you choose to give it to? Because this is, you gotta make the wish, like, detailed.
I don't know. Can I choose a porn star, too?
Yeah, I chose a porn star. You can. It's only fair.
Okay. Yeah, let's say well, actually, you know, porn stars don't do that right to me.
They give blowjobs that look good for the camera. They don't probably don't actually give like blowjobs that are really that good.
Yeah, so I don't really know. Someone who's good.
Okay.
A girl.
Just someone, a girl. A girl. Yeah, be specific. There we go. Because genies are tricky.
Yeah.
They could just give you, like, some hot gay guy that's good at blowjobs.
Yeah, so...
But, I mean, if you close your eyes, a mouth's a mouth.
A girl who's good at blowjobs.
Okay.
Please. So... Looks like we are
done. Oh no, we're all done!
Yes.
That means we have to stop recording.
Yeah, we have to leave you.
I'll still be around, lurking in the shadows.
Ooh. That one was pretty long, actually. I'm checking on Audacity right now, and it's...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, near to an hour.
Now. Yeah.
You didn't say bye.
Oh, we didn't say bye. Hang on.
You stopped?
Oh, my God!
What, you deleted it? Control-Z. Control-Z.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. You stopped recording? You lost everything?
Okay, I think I'm still recording, okay? Maybe? I don't know.
How could
okay,
you?
Bye!
Bye, people. It was Dango Dino and Bond Girl at your service.
Oh, yeah, at your service.
Your sexual service.
Ayo!